If you're wondering what telly show to watch tonight, listen up because we've got you covered. The critically acclaimed series, Employable Me, returns for a second season tonight on the ABC. It follows the story of nine people with disabilities as they try to find work. The docu-series aims to show potential employers what they need to see, the capable person behind the condition. Richard Bright is an employment coach with the disability provider Northcott, and Kian O'Cleary is the show's director, and they both join me. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Nice to be here.
Great to be here.
Kian, what did you want to explore in the second series that you didn't get to do in the first series?
I guess the main thing that we looked at in terms of making a second series was broadening out the remit of the participants that we were going to include in the series and the stories we wanted to tell. So the first series was really quite focused on neurodiversity, people on the autism spectrum and Tourette syndrome and various conditions that were kind of fitted within that neurodiversity kind of sphere. And for the second series, we broadened out to include a much wider range of disabilities and conditions because ultimately the issues are still the same. You know, the issues are still that people are being judged for their condition rather than for their skills that they can bring to a workplace.
So, Richard, you have been a job coach for Kathleen, who we meet in the first episode. Here she is telling us about her favourite music.
This is The Clash, the only band that matters. Unlike the Sex Pistols, well, no offense, they actually stood for something, because people thought punk rock stood for nothing, it stood for anarchy. That's not always true, okay? Not all punks have spiky hair. Okay, fine, maybe except for Paul Simonon and probably Topper.
She clearly has a pretty excellent personality and a ridiculously good knowledge of pop culture, which is very impressive to me. What sort of things did she need help with when it came to finding employment? Like, because I pretty much want to employ her on RN Drive right now.
One of the main challenges that Kathleen faced was not sharing that information all the time with everyone. She could probably give you that amount of info on possibly any band from 1950 up to now, with a detailed information on what each person in the band could do, where they lived, what their favourite animal was, you name it, she'd know it. So giving Kathleen the tools to realise that not everyone's going to have that same massive interest that you do in a topic, but they're still interested to hear a little bit about the topic so that you can impress them with your knowledge. So getting her to speed with that was a challenge, but I think we got there.
Kian, in the series you follow Kathleen to an appointment with a psychologist where she undergoes neuropsych testing, the results of which really debunk some stereotypes people have about people with autism. Can you tell me what happened?
Yeah, well, that was really interesting. I think the mind and the eyes test is something that was developed that is actually a test used on, used to test people with autism's understanding of social connection and communication, and it is something that is often quite hard for people on the spectrum to read those expressions in people's eyes and to be able to tell from a, they get given four options, you know, is this person feeling angry or sad or confused, or Kathleen was unbelievable at it. I mean, she just got every answer right within a couple of seconds, and this psychologist who was working with her, Steve Denkat, I mean, he's worked with many, many, many people on the autism spectrum for years and years, and he hadn't seen anyone do it that fast. And it's great because that's the thing about not just disabilities and conditions, but that's the thing about autism is, you know, the saying goes, if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. There's such variation within the spectrum itself. That's why it's called a spectrum. And it was just great to see Kathleen kind of debunking that myth.
Richard, Kathleen managed to score a job trial. Tell me about how that went, where it was, and what the process was like.
Kathleen got offered a job trial so that she could work over the summer with Madame Tussauds in the city, in Sydney. And it's the standard wax museum, if you're familiar with Madame Tussauds. And we did a considerable amount of prep work with Kathleen prior to that, getting her ready for interacting with other people, learning to take cues, trying to give us some feedback on, yes, this is the thing that you're most interested in the world, but you're going to have to sort of channel your excitement And that was a bit of a challenge for her, but I think she did really well with it. She took on board everything they told her. She gave a lot of information herself back to them and ended up probably knowing more than anyone else that worked there about each of the characters. Every wax figure she pretty much knew twice as much as the person training her, which was extremely amusing. And she could burst into song, do a dance like Michael Jackson. She just basically was their ultimate employee, but on steroids.
My favourite kind of employee, can I just say? Yeah. Spoiler alert, did she get the job?
Oh, can't be telling that, can we, Richard?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to wait and see if I'm allowed to say that.
All right, you don't want to go there. I suppose we want people to watch it. It is pretty good.
Hopefully. I hope she did.
Well, let's hope that she did. Look, I want to thank you both. It sounds like an awesome series. I'll definitely be watching, but probably more on iView. I like to watch when I feel like it. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks very much.
Kian O'Cleary is the series director of Employable Me, and Richard Bright is a job coach from disability service provider Northcott. And you can catch the second series of Employable Me tonight at 8:30 p.m. or you can catch it on iView whenever you feel like it. Yes. Love a bit of on demand. This is RN Drive.